For much of this hour, we've been circling around the question of what makes a good death. Is there really such a thing? I don't know, but I do know that at the end of life, things can become both very simple and very profound. And at times like that, sometimes something very small, a piece of music, for instance, can make all the difference in the world. This is the story of one such moment, Ed Wohl's memory of his father's death.
My dad was in the hospital in late 1999. He had had colon cancer and it metastasized to his brain. And my whole family was there, my sister and mother and aunts and uncles. And at 5 or 6 or 7 or whatever time, everybody got ready to leave. And I said, you know, I just think I'll just stay overnight. I said, I feel better, you know. I didn't want to leave my dad alone. It ended up being about 10 days that I stayed every night overnight. My dad was pretty much unconscious at the beginning and then totally unconscious, but a couple of things had happened. At the hospital, I got to know the night staff, which in a hospital at night is incredibly different from a hospital in the daytime. They had more time to chat, more time to talk, more time to explain what was going on. I would always have music playing, and I would tell people about my dad and what he'd done and what he was, you know, what his life was like. And so I just brought in a variety of music, and one of the pieces I brought in was Missouri Sky. I'd never heard it before that. I'd heard of Charlie Hayden, and I'd heard of Pat Metheny, but I'd never heard that music. And it just happens to be one of those albums you can play a lot and you never get to the point that says, you know, you say, I don't want to hear it again. So that's how I came across that album. My dad got progressively worse. And it was obvious he wasn't going to recover. He had a staph infection, and they took him off. He just was on pain medication, so it was really the end of his life. So I sat with him at night. I'd read to him or read to myself and listen to music. And every morning at 5:36 or 6:30, a group of doctors had come in, and the oncologist on call was a woman about maybe a little younger than me and her, you know, a group of interns and residents. And, you know, she and I would converse a little bit, and I would tell her a little bit about my dad. And, I recognized the situation. It was kind of awkward for the interns and residents. Here's this guy dying, and they didn't really make eye contact with me very much or say anything to me. They just kind of observed, and she would comment to them and leave. And the last morning, my dad died about 9 in the morning, and they came in at 6 o'clock, and I was sitting next to the bed holding his hand, and that album was on. And this woman, this Dr. Silverman, put her hand on my shoulder and just said, well, I'm sure it won't be long now. And I was kind of teary-eyed, and I said, well, you know, I'm in no hurry, you know. I've got a father, and then I won't. So there was some comment like that. And then the last piece came on, and the title of it's Spiritual. It's a long piece, and it maybe was started as we were talking, but they just didn't leave. Everybody just stood and listened to that piece of music. Afterwards, this woman was standing still behind me with her sort of arm on my shoulder or whatever, and then I turned around to sort of, you know, kind of say something to the group, and almost everybody had tears in their eyes, and one of the interns or residents, a young woman, said, so that was the most incredible piece of music I've ever heard. Just before I got on the elevator downstairs, called my wife, Ann, and I thought it was by Josh Hayden, and it is. It's by his son. It's called Spiritual, but I never knew there were words to it. And Anne, my wife Anne, read me the words, and the words are, I don't want to die alone. But it's addressed to Jesus, and our family's Jewish, and of course, that would not, it was so interesting, that juxtaposition. So, but it was, I do not want to die alone. That's referred to a phrase, and it was Jesus, don't let me die alone, but I was, you know, it was a wonderful experience. And one of the nurses had said to me earlier that I was trying to say how I wasn't exactly happy to be there, but I was happy to be there every night when, and so my dad wouldn't be alone. And she said, well, I think the word you're looking for is a privilege. It's a privilege to be with somebody you love when they're dying. And of course, that would be the case. And so.
Edward Wohl's father, Max, died in 1999. Ed himself is a nationally known woodworker. You'll find his work in galleries and museums around the country.